Well, it's Wednesday, April 14th, and I thought I'd do an update. The variants really haven't changed since the last update. They have become dominant. The B.1.1.7, which is the one that originated in the UK, is widespread now in the US. It's become the dominant variant, and probably just monitoring how many cases would kind of tell you where that variant is. That's part of the reason I haven't been putting it on the map, because there's basically too many now to add. And the CDC puts out an update almost every other day, although some seem to be off, like New York, which has many more sequences than they have listed as UK variants in New York, and of course New York has a New York variant. But anyway, I'm doing this really to focus on the vaccine issue, which frankly isn't really a new issue. The problem that is being seen in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is exactly the same as the problem seen in the AstraZeneca vaccine. This has to do with clotting and has to do with the blood clots essentially in the brain. And it actually targets the same population. They are younger women. In the U.S., there have been 6 cases, all of which are women. And I believe they're in the 18 to something like 48. Age group, and the exact same thing happened with AstraZeneca. They were predominantly women. There were more, I think there were over 30, and they were also younger. I think they were all under the age of 55. And so problem is real. It's not like, oh, there's only 6 and it's 1 in a million. Those are, you know, just nonsense numbers, especially the 1 in a million. Because it may be 1 in a million who was vaccinated in the U.S. with the J&J vaccine, but it really hasn't shown up in men. So the fact that there were 7 million shots given, the men don't appear to be at risk, and it doesn't appear to affect those over 50. So, in all likelihood, most of the ones that got vaccinated in the U.S. were over 50. So, the ones that the 6 are really in a subgroup, and that subgroup got far less than 7 million vaccines. So, the risk is significantly higher than 1 in a million. But it's still, you know, relatively low. You know, maybe it's 1 in 100,000. But and you can argue that the risks outweigh, the benefits outweigh the risk. But you know, in the U.S., there are 2 other vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines. We both use mRNA. They haven't shown this problem. The 2 vaccines that have shown the problem are both adenovirus vaccines, and it's likely that it probably would show up in the Sputnik, which is also an adenovirus vaccine, but it's not clear how well that's being monitored. But anyway, it has shown up in AstraZeneca. It has shown up in J&J. It's a real risk because it hasn't shown up in the Pfizer or Moderna cases, and it seems to have to do with clotting, and it may be an autoimmune response, and it should not be treated with heparin, which is the common treatment for clots. So the halt was partially to alert doctors and partially to see exactly how widespread it is in the U.S. Are 6 cases, all of the cases. They also seem to develop symptoms within 1 to 2 weeks of the vaccine, which is another indicator that it is the vaccine that is causing this, statements by J&J notwithstanding. They're relying upon the fact there are only six, so it's not statistically significant yet. But that's because there haven't been enough women under the age of 50 who have received the J&J vaccine. That's not clear that they will. The FDA will come up with a ruling, and it would not be surprising if they announced that they're going to continue using the J&J vaccine, but they're going to limit its use to either older patients or men and older patients, and essentially exclude younger women, since they do have two other options. As far as the other options are concerned, demand is starting to decrease. Some of the states are expanding it to anyone over the age of 16 can get a shot, either now or by this coming Tuesday, I believe, the 19th. And so demand may go up briefly, but there is a good supply of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, and you can pretty much figure out which one is being offered at different outlets. And so if you want to get one of those two, you can do so by selecting the appropriate vendor, which is selling that one, and pretty much control what vaccine you would get. And the two that don't have the clotting issue are the two that are in the highest availability in the U.S. And trying to say that the odds are one in a million is not really accurate. I mean, it may be 6 out of 6 million, but the majority of those 6 million were not younger women.